We have a jam-packed studio, and we're going to be joined on the phone as well. First off, I'll introduce Molly Morales with Teammates Mentoring. How are you?
I'm great, Tanner. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. What is your title?
Well, I work for North Platte Public Schools, but right. I'm also the coordinator for Teammates Mentoring Program of North Platte.
Okay, very good. I'll let you introduce your guests in studio real fast here first off.
So we have first-year head coach, Coach Greeno, for the North Platte girls softball team.
Okay.
And we have Macy Fries, who is a senior this year for North Platte.
Good morning, Macy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Ready for senior year?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Less than a month away, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. When does practice start, by the way, for the Lady Bulldogs?
31st.
That's so crazy.
Right around the corner.
Not a lot of July practicing for high school sports, but here we are. We're getting into it. All right. Let's also welcome in our guests on the phone. Ricky Holm, the head coach of the North Platte FMBO Nationals. Sir, how are you?
Good. How are we doing?
Excellent. I think you have Tristan Beyer with you as well.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being with us here today. So if you're not familiar, Teammates Mentoring puts on the 5th annual Rumble by the River. This started, were you a part of this when it
started?
I was.
I'm the one that started it. We took a year off last year.
Okay.
We had some interim. I wasn't the coordinator at the time, so I took back over. And so about 6 years ago, my daughter was a softball player.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of banter back and forth between the baseball boys and the softball girls. And I thought, what could be more fun than putting those two teams together and doing something for a good cause, which is Teammates?
Yeah. So, 5th annual.
Yep.
Macy, you've played in how many of these then?
Like one.
Okay. How did last year's go?
We didn't do it last year.
Okay.
She would have been in it the year before.
How'd that one go? Do you recall?
It was fun, as I remember. But.
Well, who won that one?
I don't know if we actually kept score.
Oh, I assume score were kept. Guys, do you guys have any idea?
Yeah,
I mean,
I was there 2 years ago, so by my recollection, Tatum Montelongo chopped us up for the first few years. And then once she kind of got out of there, I think it ended up being a close game. I don't necessarily remember who won, but we kind of had our number until she kind of came out.
It's not about who wins or loses.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
That's right. Tatum Montelongo did that to a lot of people anyways. I wouldn't feel too bad about
that.
So it's going down July 30th at the Dauhauer Softball Complex. It's the 5th annual Rumble by the River. So we're literally the North Platte softball team will play the First Nationals Legion baseball team in a battle of the bats, and proceeds obviously go to Teammates Mentoring, right?
Yeah, and if you're a business in town and you would like to be a donor for $100, we'll put you in our program. We'll hang your banner out in the outfield, and we'll give you 2 free tickets to come to the event.
Now, Ricky, I know we've talked to you earlier in the before the Legion season got going, and I know you talked a lot about help and support and like buddy ball and how much your kids get out of that, and I'm sure it's the same for this, helping out Teammates Mentoring.
Yeah, it's just kind of just increasing your footprint in the community and just kind of giving fans and different people an opportunity to kind of just see the local kids compete. And I know we had a lot of fun, whether it was with, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, any of those types of kind of rivalries that we could drum up. We kind of catered to that in the game and just kind of made it fun for both sides, and obviously it's going to be competitive, but at the end of the day, it's for a good cause and raising money for Teammates.
I know Tristan has been a part of the Nationals for several years. Tristan, how many games have you gotten to play in?
I think this will be my second game.
Okay. All right. Were ex-girlfriends on the other side? That sounds intriguing, actually.
No, not really.
No? Okay. All right. Good. What do you take away from these games?
I think it's a really fun opportunity to go out and play with those girls, play with the guys, and then just, like Coach Holmes said, leave a bigger footprint in the community and make an impact for everybody around.
We're talking here with the Teammates Mentoring 5th Annual Rumble by the River, and we have Macy Fries again, who's going to be a senior. You're a part of the softball side of this, so is there some pretty good trash talk leading up to this? What's that like?
I'd say it happens more when it's on the field.
It's on the field. I imagine it's pretty heavy once it's on the field, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where you have the free rein to be able to do that. There's nothing really on the line to win or lose. Other teammates are wins, obviously. Really, let's get down to it. it. Is it who's better, softball or baseball, when it comes to these two teams?
Softball.
Okay. That was pretty.
I was gonna say in a matchup, I have my money on Macy Freeze over Cade Freeze. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. There we go. That's what we need. We need that early trash talk. We got to start building this thing up here. So you're gonna be a senior, so you're getting ready for your final year of softball, which will this kind of leads right into your season for that, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited? I mean, what's the outlook for the season for the Lady Bulldogs?
I'm really excited. We got a new coach. I'm ready. And, like, a lot of us have been playing together for, like, a while now. So we have a pretty good bond. And I'm just excited to go out and play with them.
Yeah. Talk about your new coach. She's in here. But you can talk about her. I mean, you haven't probably had a lot of chances yet to get together as a team and obviously practice yet. But I'm sure you guys have done some team bonding things over the summer. Or team camps, at least.
Yeah, we're leaving for team camp like right after this.
Oh, very good, very good, yeah. Very good. So, like today.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, awesome. Where's that at?
Columbus.
Okay, awesome. Well, good luck with that. Again, teammates mentoring. So, Molly, 5th annual Vulnerable by the River. Folks want to be a part of it as a sponsor, they certainly can. There's going to be raffle tickets. You've got some Husker tickets to give away, it looks like.
Yeah, we have an autographed Husker football that we're going to be raffling. We have 4 tickets to the volleyball game at Memorial Stadium, followed by the Scotty McCreery concert.
Yeah.
And some gear that the sports shop is giving us, too, some Husker gear. So, come out for that raffle. You can also get those raffle tickets at Western Nebraska Bank.
And all proceeds benefit, obviously, teammates mentoring. Very, very important program. If you're not familiar, I don't know how you couldn't be, because it's been around for a long time now. And really, I mean, how many mentors do you think you have, or mentees in this year to year?
You know, COVID kind of hit us pretty hard.
I'm sure.
I took a break as coordinator because of a job change, but now I'm back, and we have over 65 matches now.
Awesome.
We're always in need of mentors. So if anybody's interested in, you know, if you drive through and pick up lunch, you can be a mentor. It literally takes 30 minutes once a week. So get a hold of me at North Platte Public Schools, and we can make you a mentor.
Sometimes you hit the drive through on the wrong day. You can just bring your mentor in the drive through, and that would be 30 minutes.
We are school-based. Everything happens at school. Yeah, everything happens at school.
All right, there you go. See. All right, Ricky, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. Obviously, your reason you're not in studio is you're in Grand Island getting ready for another game in the A7 District Tournament. Couple 1-0 games. One went your way and one didn't go your way the last two games. And so, elimination game with Hastings today. How's the team feel today?
Yeah, this year, kind of every team in our league is kind of beat up on each other. So if it was going to kind of be a year where it was going to kind of look like this in districts, it was going to be this year. Obviously, two nights ago, played a thrilling 13-inning game against Grand Island. Blaze Eiler ended up hitting a walk-off home run in the 13th inning, and we won 1-0. It took two of our better pitchers to get us there with Jack Polk and Carson Johnson. Yesterday, Ty Robinson pitched a heck of a game, just didn't do much offensively for him, actually ended up getting no hit by Carney. So now today it's kind of simple math, which is my favorite kind of math. If we win, we keep playing. If we lose, we're done. So we got Hastings today, who in my 3 years here, we've probably played 6 or 7 one-run games, so I would bet it's going to be a close game. We're going to have our work cut out for us, but also confident in our guys that if we show up and play our game, that hopefully we'll be playing after today.
I have to ask then, so you in Grand Island Home Federal, because I believe there should be two teams outside of Hastings that get to go to state, is that right?
Yeah, I admittedly still don't necessarily know how the bracket works. I know that we get 3 teams from state. What's going to make it really interesting is if Hastings beats us and Kearney beats GI, well, Kearney and Hastings would both be in because they're in the final 2, but this year, because Hastings is hosting, our district gets a 3rd seed.
Right.
So those are going to be questions that I'm going to have to ask when I get there today. It's kind of tough of only trying to worry about the present and the game that you're in, but then also kind of understanding and what needs to happen in order for us to make it to state.
Right.
So the simplest math for us is if we keep winning, we're going to get there. So that's kind of our outlook today, is to kind of go out and take care of our own business and as long as we keep winning, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. So we're just going to keep it simple.
Well, good luck there, and good luck at the 5th annual Rumble by the River. Good luck, and obviously you would be getting done with state at right before that. If you qualify for state, it should be done then, right?
Yeah, so state, if we end up qualifying for state, it would be a quick turnaround. We'd actually be starting it up this weekend.
That's right.
So,
okay.
Either way, state or no state, more than likely this will be kind of the last time that our group of seniors will kind of get to be with each other. So that'll be good for us. We have 6 or 7 seniors on the team this year, so that'll be the last opportunity to kind of all hang out and kind of compete together and have it be for a good cause. So worst case scenario, it's just kind of a good send off for our guys before they start going their separate ways, whether it be with college baseball or just going to college.
Yeah, well, somebody I got to formally cover you, Tristan, it's been a pleasure when I did get to, and best of luck for the rest of your season, and Ricky as well.
Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you.
All right, we'll let them go. They got a game later on today. I believe they're playing at 4 p.m. against Hastings elimination game there, so good luck to them. All right, and how many – this is you obviously are not to the end of your year, but you're probably got a good senior class that, you know, now it's kind of the start of the last, right? You know, we're last first practice coming up, and then it'll be last first game, and that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Or sad?
Well, I think, like, it's all exciting until, like, it comes to the end and you're, like, it's actually gone.
You're not really worried about it until it's the last game, and then you're really – all right, well, hopefully that last game means something big, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, the 5th annual Rumble by the River, folks want to come out. It's July 30th again at the Dow Howard Softball Complex. Get your raffle tickets at Western Nebraska Bank or at the game. Be a sponsor. How do they do that? What do they want to do?
They can email me at mmorales@nppsd.org or just call McKinley Education Center, and I can tell them exactly what they need to do. First National Bank is going to be there with the grill. For the game, so we'll have burgers, and it's just a really fun time.
And you will have kind of a big name throwing out the first pitch.
Dr. Rhodes.
Dr. Rhodes.
Our superintendent for North Platte Public Schools is throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, gosh.
We have some celebrity umpires. Coach Jimmy Pack has been our head umpire behind the plate. He always makes sure that he has plenty of gear on because he knows how hard those girls throw the softball. Coach Dale Hall, the head wrestling coach, is going to be an umpire. And then Coach Shelley Byrne, the head volleyball coach, will also be out there with us.
Man, I bet there'll be a little trash talk between the players and them, too.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen,
Jimmy does a great job.
And he said to me the other day, he's like, I think they're probably getting sick of it. And I'm like,
No, it's great. That's fantastic. All right. Teammates Mentoring, 5th Annual Rumble by the River. Well, thanks for coming in. Obviously, good luck. And good luck at the beginning of your season. Then you'll be starting practice the next day after that. So it's like full softball mode for a little while, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with the rest of your senior year, and good luck with teammates entering Rumble by the River. Molly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.